Welcome to Memento Talis, where the dice decide and moments are made. I'm Liv, your lightkeeper, your friend, your adversary, and everyone in between as Game Master. And these are my friends.
I'm Israel, and I'm playing Manny Quinteros, a magician bartender.
Hi everyone, I'm Samantha. I'm playing Maud Florley, who is a medium and also an embalmer at her family funeral home.
What's up? I'm Rachel, and I play Arden Barlow, an investigative journalist.
And this is The Circle, a fragmented glass. We're playing Candela Obscura, a game made by Darrington Press. If you'd also like to join the investigations, you can buy the game at darringtonpress.com. Now let's roll some dice. Previously, our intrepid investigators moved to a new city of Cascadia within the Brindleborn Mountains. They took a train to get there, and while on the ride, they got hijacked by a couple Scarlet Runners. Maud choked out a guy. Manny punched this guy to death. Arden barely survived. Sorry, Arden. You guys found your new chapter house. You learn that there are people being taken under the tunnels of Cascadia and are disappearing. And you guys have a couple days just to relax before you have to go into the tunnels to figure out what's going on. So without further ado, I'm turning over to you guys. Whoever wants to go first to say what you've been doing in the past couple days.
Manny's been spending a lot of time both in the bar and in the chapter house, getting things set up, helping Maeve lift heavy things and move things hither and thither, as well as getting to know bar, the patrons, the people in the area, and a lot of walks. There will be times when Manny will just kind of poof and begin roaming through the city itself, checking out neighborhoods, old and new, establishments, and things of that nature, refamiliarizing himself with the city itself.
I think after Maud's last conversation with Arden at the bar, talking about this mystery flower shop that she's not sure is going to be okay, after Arden briefly mentioned it, Maud's going to take time to kind of walk around the neighborhood looking for this flower shop that Arden is referring to, seeing if there's any trouble to be found over there.
Okay, and you find this flower shop. It's called Daisies of the Wind, and it's, you know, this cute little flower shop. There's bouquets everywhere. There's this old lady behind the counter. She's putting together some bouquets. She sees you come in.
Oh, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning. It's quite a day, isn't it?
It is, it is. I'm new in town. I was wondering how the floral business is on this end of New Fair?
Well, you know, the floral business, yeah, people like flowers, and it's, you know, they brighten up rooms, so I would say they're going pretty well. I've sold several bouquets today.
Wow. I think Maud is going to see if there are, like, any bouquets that she can buy for herself, for the bar, that would fit nicely with kind of the theme and the wallpaper that they've got going on over there.
There's definitely some, you know, bouquets that will fit it. Some nice red roses that will accent, you know, kind of the red walls. Or a little bit of blue. I don't know, flowers I'm coming up with on the spot. Hydrangeas. There's, you know, all different kinds of flowers that you could put together, and she's happy to help you put together a nice bouquet.
Awesome. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Dorothy.
Oh, Dorothy, I love you. Alright, Dorothy, well, my name is Maud. Like I said, I'm new in town and might be interested in working here if you'd have me.
Of course. I'm actually looking for someone to work the shop. My hands are old and arthritic. I need help.
Oh my god. Okay. Sounds good, Dorothy. I have some floral training, but not for the living, so I would be happy to take any notes that you might have for me.
I'm happy to teach you, but we also have a lot of customers from the mortuary, so we might need your expertise anyway.
All right. Sounds perfectly suited. I'm so excited to work with you.
And she'll, you know, she'll wave and, like, go back to whatever she was doing.
That was the most normal conversation I've ever heard in my life.
She will, I think that evening or whenever she gets the chance, she'll go back to the bar, show Manny the flowers she got for them, and ask him where the best place for displaying them would be.
Well, remind me of the bar owner's name.
It's Duncan.
I was going to say Phil, so I'm glad I asked. Well, these are nice. I'm going to, you know what? On the far end of the bar there near the window, on that right side right there, go ahead and put them right there. I think they'd look great.
Thank you, Manny. And she'll go ahead and do that and fuss with them and play with the petals so they're a little more open to maybe see if it'll attract customers from the outside. But that's not what people going to bars are there for.
Arden will have spent this time trying to familiarize herself with her environment. She's someone who's never really had too much trouble adapting to unfamiliar places or situations, but she's always got her guard up. So she spent a lot of time going on walks, more so to familiarize herself with her surroundings than for relaxation purposes. But yeah, kind of scoping out the area and jotting down notes in her journal every now and then. And she's someone who would typically want to keep herself busy with work. But I'll say at this time, she has been spending a lot of her free time at home building up her workstation. So getting all the supplies that she needs for writing, stocking up on non-crappy coffee, making sure everything is organized and clean and suitable for her to focus. She finds a lot of comfort in being able to just write. So she is writing things, she's sketching, she's reading through old clippings of newspapers to try to start piecing together this mystery of the people disappearing in the tunnels.
And I'll say there's like a coffee shop nearby your apartment.
Oh, perfect.
On that note, how much time has gone by since that first night in the bar?
So the owner said Friday. We established it was Monday when you guys got in, so it's only been like four-ish days. So if there's anything else you want to do in that time, feel free to let our audience know.
Arden, have you found any more information on Godric, the employee that went missing?
GM, have I?
He was just a guy. It wasn't like he had anything that, you know, stood out. The obituary in the Brindleborn Gazette mention, you know, he has a family and, you know, obviously they miss him, but there wasn't anything standing out about him.
Are we able to find a picture of him or any of the other victims?
Yeah, we'll say in his obituary there's a little picture of this guy, and he's clean shaven, blonde hair, just an average looking dude.
I want to say that in this time, Manny would have taken it upon himself to explore the tunnels by himself at some point. If not the first day, like the third or fourth before the Friday, either exploring the entrances, like on the dock side and on this side of town, or actually going in. I have a feeling he would take the time to do so just to get a sense of what's actually going on and awareness of what they'd be walking into as a group.
You see from the docks, there's a spot where the tunnels sort of, you know, start. And that's typically where all the ships kind of dock, like if they're bringing in supplies. Ship workers pointed out the entrance. They're like, yeah, that's where we normally line up the cargo. And someone comes and takes it away.
Okay, yeah, I think he'd cautiously explore a little bit of ways, checking out, you know, bits and pieces, but knowing that deliveries are continuing to run through here, that it's relatively safe. Knowing that there is a danger, but also being conscious of that life is still going on, so that he feels relatively comfortable on his own, peeking and poking throughout the area.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have you run into maybe another worker from another tavern who's, you know, he's going through the tunnels. Yeah, he's a little scared, but, you know, that's, he's got work to do. He's got to pay his bills. And, you know, he's heard a lot of stories about people disappearing, but he's got to do it.
All right. And I'll just, as I'm doing this, the day we go to leave, I'm going to make sure I make everybody aware of that I was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Let Arden respond to him as she would, because I have a feeling they would have something to say about me doing something like that on my own. Come Friday, Manny will, if nobody has anything else they would like to do throughout the week, Manny is up in the bar, wiping things down, getting it ready for the rest of the day before we get ready to go and do our thing.
If no one else is doing anything, we can start Friday evening. Excursion. Yes. It's also a rainy day this Friday. The clouds are covering. It's always rainy in Cascadia. It never seems to have any direct sunlight, except on rare occasions. And you're all meeting in this, you know, tavern. I assume you guys are drinking anything warm or just getting ready for the venture ahead. But as you look towards the dark maw that is the tunnels, what are you guys going to do?
I'm so sorry. I'm just looking back at my notes, so I want to cross-reference for continuity.
Of course.
So I have in my notes that as of last session, it was a Tuesday, with a note that the next expected shipment was supposed to be Friday early morning at the end of the same week.
Okay, then I fucked up on that, and yeah, we can call it it's a Friday early morning.
Perfect.
So Manny will be closing down the bar.
About what time is it in the morning?
Let's say it's like 5 a.m.
That's how you get to know a person. Ask them what they think early in the morning really is.
5 in the morning's early.
I think Maud is strolling in with like a little, whatever the Victorian era of a to-go cup of little like chamomile tea from like a nearby cafe. And she just has that in her hand. She like has her go bag for her adventures with her buddies. And she's ready. That's all she's got.
Arden will have hastily chugged some coffee before getting her bearings and going to meet her friends at the tunnels. By the time she arrives, she's looking quite a mess. She doesn't look like she's been sleeping all that well. Her hair's a bit messy. She's a bit frustrated by how cold it is this particular morning, which normally wouldn't bother her, but she's not having it today.
As Manny watches you all come in, notes Maud with her tea, and you empty-handed pushes down the bar after freshly pouring more coffee as he pours himself some and pours you some more, knowing full well you've already had one.
Manny, you're my best friend, and I'm gonna chug the coffee.
And it is not scalding hot. It is warm and ready to go.
You'll notice that Maeve is not around. She has, like, you think she'd be in the chapter house doing something, but you can't find her. What? I mean, you got a goal, and you know what you're going to do, so you don't feel too concerned that you haven't seen her.
You guys ready to do this?
Should we wait for Maeve? Do we know if she's going to be joining us for this?
I'll be honest, I haven't seen much of her over the last couple days. I think she's adjusting difficultly to being, for lack of a better way to say it, home.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
So I don't think we'll be seeing her. Let me finish my coffee and get my coat.
Arden is going to slump down over the bar while he's finishing his coffee.
Manny gathers his things, and as he's, you know, getting ready to hold the door, lets it be known. So I may have already walked the tunnels a bit and kind of gotten my bearings.
Upon hearing this, Arden snaps back upright from her slumped position at the bar, whips her head to look at Manny. I'm sorry, I don't think I heard. You did what?
I mean, so I figured it'd be okay. We've got other deliveries that are still working and still going. I didn't, like, explore the whole city's worth of tunnels, but I figured some of these pathways are still being used. And I followed around along with a couple of delivery guys from other bars. I figured you'd get mad either way.
Manny, that is the exact same mindset that all these other people have had. And guess what happened to them? They got snatched. That's why we're in this position in the first place. What were you thinking?
I just wanted to know what we were walking into. And what better way than to do it than to walk in?
So you walk in alone?
I'm never alone. You know this.
You're infuriating. I swear to God, one of these days, if you don't get yourself killed, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll be sure to put beautiful flowers on you when that time comes, Manny. And Maud means this in the most sincere, genuine, like, compliment possible.
Maud, I wouldn't expect anything else. Yellow's my color.
I know.
Manny squints and says, like, just looks at Maud, kind of squints at her. Shall we?
Lead the way, mister. I already explored the tunnels.
Manny puts his hand over his heart real quick. Oh, and follow along.
Now, Manny, I'm going to make you do a focus roll to see if you remember some of the ways.
All right, I have one in focus. And I rolled a two.
Yeah, you're struggling today. Whether it was just a long, you know, shift at the tavern, you or the coffee just really hasn't hit yet. Maybe it was a weak blend. Who knows? But you're kind of baffled. You're, you know, Arden's like, which way? And you're like, you know, you pause long enough.
So, like, I know the... And then I went...
Oh, we're screwed.
We're gonna go this way.
Uh-huh.
This way. We're gonna go this way. Yeah. No. I swear I drew a map.
Manny. And Arden is... She's done. She's got her scarf wrapped tightly around her neck. She's got her collar popped. She is essentially, like, barely awake right now. She's frustrated. She's had coffee, and it should be helping, but the caffeine, instead of waking her up, is just making her brain go 1,000 miles per hour. And so she's too active for someone who's not fully awake and ready to take on the day. And she's just irritated. So tell me again, Manny, why you thought it was a good idea to come down alone. I mean, at the very least, we could, you know, rely on you to be a navigator, but clearly it amounted to nothing, is what I'm getting from this.
Well, I didn't die, so that means we most likely won't, is basically what I was going for.
Oh, you didn't die? Well, thank fucking God for that!
I would say so.
Arn starts grumbling and, like, starts pacing in a circle.
Manny checks his things for the pocket that he forgets he has, and puts all the things that he doesn't want to lose in it, and pulls out the notes that he made about, like, lefts and rights. It's not a map, so much, so to say, more as it is, like, literally, like, arrows with checks next to them based on what entrance he came in. But one thing, because I got a two, the thing about these notes is I didn't distinguish which entrance was the left and the right, so I could be very much... And I didn't, like, go from here, this is left and right, like, whether I was facing, like, north or south. So it could literally be completely backwards, mixed up and upside down. So the notes were just, they're kind of okay, but also, like, they're thorough. But there's no point of reference for where we're actually at.
In our immediate area, is there anything worth taking note of?
I'll set the scene a little bit. So the tunnels, they're cobbled walls that, you know, come into an arch. Pipes line some of the, you know, part of the roof, or, you know, the arch area. Pipes go in all different directions. You assume probably to the docks, or, you know, who knows. It's damp, and there's green lanterns with some sort of, whatever it's burning is creating this green light that basically, you know, line the walls. So, yeah, it's nothing's really standing out to you, but you know what? Let's do a survey roll.
You got it, Chief.
Roll better than me.
I think I'm gonna be okay. Survey is my best stat. That's a four.
Okay. You see just in the, you know, the soot, or I should say silt, and, you know, whatever is, you know, a little bit of sand, whatever's on the ground, you see it looks like a track from a, like, cart going down one way of the tunnel.
Hey, what about that? And I'm going to draw the group's attention towards the tracks.
The dirt on the floor?
No, these look like tracks from a cart. I'm assuming a delivery cart. Hard to tell which way they came from or much else, but this might lead to something.
Most of the delivery people either had push or pull carts that I was hanging out with when I was down here. So, that's one entrance. So let's follow this one that way.
And with the Green Lanterns, what's the visibility? Like, how well lit is this place?
It's not very well lit. The Green Lanterns kind of give off a soft glow, just enough for you to be able to barely make out the next lantern in the series. So it's sort of like, you know, if you go to one lantern, you can kind of see the next one, and then you just keep following. And I would say there's probably about maybe 100 feet between each lantern.
So I guess we will slowly start making our way following the tracks.
And as you guys are walking, you know, it's damp. I'm sure Maud is unhappy. How's Maud feel about this?
Maud doesn't like the way that her shoes are, like, sticking to the floor every time she takes a step. She brought her best shoes for the move, kind of left her, like, trashy ones behind at her house, so she's not super happy with the sound, and I feel like she's also maybe getting a little bit creeped out about the Green Lanterns and just not being able to really see where she's going. So yeah, she's definitely getting kind of anxious about where this is headed.
And Maud, as you're going, you know, maybe you're a little bit behind the group, you hear whispers in the dark. And you swear you heard the voice of your brother. But hard to tell. Hard to know.
I think she's gonna whip around in that direction as fast as possible.
Darkness.
I'll say that now having something to have caught her attention and something to actively focus on, Arden is definitely a little bit more awake and alert now. Do I notice that Maud has kind of hung back a little bit or has become distracted?
I don't know. Maud, how do you respond to that?
I think she starts running in the direction that they came from.
Which would be which direction, GM?
The way, like, the opposite. The opposite.
So probably back towards the tavern.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if she's running, I assume we can hear the unpleasant squelching.
You can hear her, like, little tacky shoes, yeah.
You hear the sound of splashing, the cobblestones, you know, all against her little tacky shoes.
Maud? Hey! And Arden's going to turn around and... I mean, how far has she gotten by now?
She's not fast. She is not fast. She's like a little lady, yeah. She's doing like the Scooby-Doo run, but not moving very fast, yeah.
Hey, Manny! And Arden's going to start following and hastily pursuing Maud.
Manny just, like, turns around quickly and just like, Gilna, like, where's she going? And follows quickly.
Jeeves?
Maud, you okay?
What was that?
Jeeves?
Arden exchanges a glance with Manny, not quite understanding or processing what Maud has said, and she kind of nudges Manny and shrugs.
Maud, is that someone you know?
I think so. I think someone's here in the tunnel with us. I think Maud is going to use... It's a thing that she can do, but I have not used it before, so let me make sure I check the mechanics before I do it. Okay, I don't want to do it because I'll take a brain, and I know that this is not an enemy, so I'll save it. But GM, if I could make a sense roll... if that's all right by you, to just see if I can kind of passively see.
Yeah, feel free to. And what are you trying to sense?
Just if the presence is still there, or if it was real, or Maybe if it, yeah, if she like really even heard it at all.
As that's happening, Jim, if I may, Arden's going to take a few steps forward, just a little ways past where Maud currently is, and kind of squints and looks into the darkness before them to see if she can locate this person that Maud believes is in the tunnels with them.
Okay. You know, I'm going to have you survey roll for me.
I got a 5, not on my gilded, but that's okay, I'll take it.
Okay. Maud, you feel... It's like a whisper of a essence. Like the faint smell of perfume of someone who has been there but has left. That is what you sense.
Does she notice it getting stronger if she moves in, like... She's doing, like, pacers at this point where she's, like, running in one direction, seeing if she can sense something of a larger quantity in, like, either direction of the tunnel?
It feels like everywhere she's going, it's there. That faint smell perfume of someone who was once there. And the smell is familiar to you.
And I rolled a 5 on the gilded for the survey roll.
Arden doesn't see anything. You just see Maud pacing back and forth.
Oh, Jesus, it's too early for this. And she's gonna kind of catch Maud in the midst of her fitness gram pacer test, and she's going to kind of just grab her firmly by the shoulders and gently kind of shake her. I don't know if Arden isn't aware if she is or isn't in a trance, but either way, she kind of instinctively shakes her a bit. Hey, Maud, I focus up here. Hey, are you good? What's going on?
I think he's here.
Who's here?
I think he came back for me. My little brother. He's coming home.
Coming home? From where?
I don't know. It sounds like he's lost. I think he's in here.
I didn't see anyone in here. Manny?
I haven't seen or felt anything. Maud, are you sure? Like...
I don't know. I think... I can hear him. I can feel him here in a way. I can smell him in a weird way. I think he's here. I think he's in this tunnel. We just have to keep going. I just don't know what direction.
Okay, let's keep going forward through the tunnels. And if you see, hear, or smell anything, you let me know.
Okay, sounds good.
Like, walk through the tunnels, she's like...
Jean Boy, where are you?
God, that's cursed.
With that, she's gonna use her sleeve to kind of like wipe her like drenched forehead. Just try to like calm herself down. Her hand is like shaking. She doesn't know like if it's like her imagining things or if it's just the tunnel freaking her out or what. But she'll go ahead and follow you two again.
And I'll say the feeling of Jean, it's comforting. It's not like you shouldn't be worried. It's comforting.
Let's go find my little brother, please. I'm ready to go now.
All right, let's take it slow, yeah?
Manny will turn and lead the way, cautiously glancing over his shoulder, just about every time he passes a green lantern.
And as you guys walk deeper and deeper into the tunnels, you can feel the weight of the city above you. There's life, there is the daily grind of the city as it's waking up for its morning. But you're here in this dark, damp tunnel. And you're not sure how far it's going to go. And as you walk, you really, really don't know how long it's been. Has it been minutes? Hours? It can't have been days. Who would have known? But it feels like it just keeps going.
It's okay, guys. If we keep going, we'll find Narnia.
The entrance near the dock should be soon. I don't remember walking this long, but I think I might have been walking faster. Yeah, let's go this way.
You guys eventually come across an abandoned cart. you find the cart that sounded like Godric was pulling when he got snatched. Duncan didn't know exactly where it was. Obviously, he doesn't know where people got snatched. But you can assume from your notes and everything you've learned in the past couple days, this is probably Godric, or maybe another lost soul, but definitely. And the cart is, it's not, like, overturned or anything. It's where, like, it's like someone put it down and never came back for it. And the vegetables and fruit that were in it kind of look a little moldy at this point.
I'll say, with all of Manny's confusion when we first entered the tunnels, as soon as we as a group decided on a direction to go, Arden has been making kind of like a crude blueprint of sorts just as they're walking. No specific, like, indication of specifically what direction they're facing, but just kind of, you know, drawing a line left if they've made a left turn kind of thing. And she kind of marks this spot along their path as the abandoned cart. I'm going to step closer to the cart. Do I see anything inside or on the floor around the cart?
Yeah, I'm going to make you do a survey roll for that.
While Arden is inspecting the cart, Manny is going to be doing a left and right, back and forth down the tunnel. Are there any, at least in this area around the cart, is it just a straight tunnel? Or are there any forks or corners or other areas of entrance on this part of the tunnel?
As far as you can tell, it's a pretty straight tunnel. Granted, you can only see 100 feet in either direction. So, you know, you never know what's 100 feet ahead.
So, I got 2 ones and 1 6. So I'm gonna take the 6.
Alright. One of these days, you're just gonna choose a 1. So, as you're looking around the cart, you see, you know, it looks like it was sat down. Some of the vegetables maybe were jostled. And you notice some of, like, the dirt or whatever silt is around on the ground of this, you know, tunnel. I keep saying tunnel. I'm trying to think of another word. It looks like there may have been a struggle. In fact, maybe that's blood you see on the stones. It's hard to tell, but it's dark. It's not water.
And is the blood on the cart or in the dirt?
It's in the dirt. It's on the cobblestones. No, there's no blood on the cart. It just looks like it's been left there.
Got something here, guys. And I'm going to kneel down and very carefully kind of brush aside the dirt around that area just to kind of like flatten it out a little bit more to try to get a better look at what I assume is blood and try to determine if that's actually what it is.
Yeah, and with that light, you definitely see the red. It's a dark red. It's been sitting there for a bit, probably a couple days.
With the presence of blood and the signs of a struggle in the dirt, is there any traceable tracks or, you know, direction that it looks like someone may have been pulled or dragged? Or, you know, is there a trail of blood? Does the blood go anywhere?
I'll say with that 6, you're able to spot another couple of drops of blood a little bit farther down. Like, it's going towards the direction you were going.
So this doesn't look good.
Missing peoples generally aren't, you know, a fun event. This is probably the worst case scenario, but I go where you go.
Maud, are you okay to keep going?
I think she's still looking around and kind of behind. Her mind is kind of like half in the scene, but she's trying to pay attention. She's really trying.
I'll take the lead and cautiously and warily start following the trail of blood, or at least going to the next spot.
Manny ushers Maud past him and takes up the rear.
And you guys are, you know, moving through the tunnels, and it feels darker now that you've seen the blood. Like, you know, definitely the blood has changed the atmosphere of what you thought maybe you were finding, you know, someone who was just got lost, or, you know, now it definitely solidifies to you that there was a struggle.
Manny's head is much more on a swivel, looking behind, checking, you know, darker corners of where the light's a little darker to make sure there's not, like, you know, a doorway through, like, a something, you know, curtains or something hiding in that dark where anybody could potentially jump out at us.
I'm going to have you do a survey roll. Unless you want to do a sense roll. Either one.
I mean, if you're going to give me the option, I'm going to make a sense roll.
Okay.
No, it's pretty low stakes. So I'm just going to, like, try to get a feel to see, since I'm doing a sense roll, if I feel anything awkward or weird or malicious. Nathan, I got double twos.
Double twos. No. You're... The only thing you feel is the friends beside you.
I keep it to myself.
And does it seem like at this next spot that I've noticed the blood, does it seem like there is another spot of blood in distance, or does it seem like the trail kind of ends here?
It's hard to tell. You know, the blood is definitely getting lighter in terms of, like, volume, not, like, lighter as in it's fresher. So, you know, you think there's probably another spot, probably. You're just going to have to walk into that darkness.
How high is the ceiling of this tunnel?
I would say it's about the height of, like, your average doorway, so 6 feet. It's kind of cramped. Again, when you stand there long enough, and if you're just, like, kind of imagine it, you can feel the weight of the city above you.
It felt brighter yesterday. I'm gonna be real.
And as you say that, Manny, a light goes out.
I flick my lighter up.
And the darkness around you, you can see the next lantern. That one's still bright, but you can see the next lantern far away in the distance. And the little darkness around you is, you know, orangey, yellow. You can pretty much just see your hand, but your friends around you, you can't see them.
For this, real quick, I'm going to make a self roll. I'm going to call this sway. And then based on my roll, tell you how I respond in the moment. Okay, so I got a 3. And so Manny is going to, anybody walks up on us right now, I'm going to fuck you up. You do not want it.
And the darkness is still.
Arden, Maud, you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Arden, Maud is, because Maud was in the middle, she's like kind of perched on your back like a little backpack right now. She's scared shitless.
Arden kind of just reaches back and tries, but fails to be very comforting. She just kind of awkwardly pats what she thinks is Maud's shoulder, ? And just, we're good. It's okay. We'll be okay. She doesn't sound very convinced.
Let's keep moving. Let's get to the next light.
Yeah, wherever that is.
I put out my lighter and I point ahead. The one ahead is still lit. We're gonna go that way. And again, if there's anybody in a corner right now, I will fucking kill you.
Fucking kill you. Fucking kill you.
Yeah, and that echoes. That echoes all around you. Maud, you hear whispers again, and the rest of you just hear the echoes.
I think she's going to take a step back from Arden, looking into the darkness, contemplating if she wants to run towards what might be her brother. And just doesn't. She's so scared right now. There's, like, nothing that can separate her from this group right now. She's so scared.
And I'll say for you, Maud, as you contemplate that, you feel like there's a hand grabbing your hand. Not in a creepy way, but it's like a comforting way. Like a little hand of your younger brother just grasping your hand. Saying it'll be okay.
Okay. Can I see if anyone's there?
Yeah, if you want to do another sense roll, you can.
Okay. Like, physically, is anyone there around?
You can't see anything.
Okay,
but
it's, like, pitiful.
You feel, yeah. And it's like you feel someone, and, like, you know it inside of you that it's your brother. So it doesn't scare you the same way that, you know, random hand grabbing you would.
I was really worried. I was like, Liv, you're evil for this. You're so evil for this.
Oh, just wait.
Okay, I think she's gonna squeeze his hand back in comfort, and some tears slip out of her eyes, but she doesn't even care if her coworkers can see her or not. They're just falling on the floor.
That went from terrifying to sweet in like so fast. I try to usher us towards the light, trying to keep both of them as close to, like, my physical presence as possible. That way I can respond to anything if anything does come near them.
And at the next light, you see another trail of blood. But this time, you've noticed a little bit farther ahead, and kind of like halfway in the darkness, you see a corner. And on that corner is a blood stain. It looks like a hand.
Upon seeing this, Arden is going to pull out her journal in her hand. She's put her pen away since she hasn't really been writing as they've just been following this trail. So she reaches into the inner pocket of her coat, pulls her pen back out. She's going to twist the top, the clicky part. She's going to twist it in a specific way, click it down, and the top is going to pop up and start emanating a light. And she's going to try to detect bleed.
It's like the faintest amount of bleed. How do you think the pen shows you when it gets a ping?
Let's say that the light that's... Think of it kind of like if there's like an LED rod that just popped up a little bit. And the light that comes from that kind of beams in one specific direction, which would be on the opposite side of the pen clip. And it would be shooting outwards into kind of like a cone shape of light. And it would have a similar effect to like a black light. So it would respond to the bleed in such a way that any bleed that is present would not necessarily have like a specific color, but it would change color from what you would see without the light.
Okay. Then I'll say it picks up footprints. The faintest of footprints. Following where the blood is going.
I feel like this isn't a question I should have to ask, but because of the game we're playing, I have to ask it. Are these footprints on the floor?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Okay.
And I'm gonna ask it, are they footprints or shoe prints?
Shoe prints. Whoever was walking, whoever left this trail, they were wearing not mod shoes, but shoes of some sort.
Is there a clear enough indentation in the dirt that we could possibly see, like, the ridges on the soles of the shoes?
No, because it's so faint, because of the bleed itself being very faint, I would say you're not able to get that much definition.
GM, super quick, do we see, like, a heel print? I know we can't see details of the shoes, but if there's, like, a like separation of the shoe, so like a heel, or like if it's tapered at the end or rounded, or just any kind of general shoe description, if we can see that.
It's, you know, it's like a man's shoe. You can see the heel. It might be a boot.
Arden's going to make a quick sketch of what she sees of this print into her notebook.
At this point, Manny is going to have gone closer and look around the corner. He's going to inspect the blood print. And then just as he looks, it's quick. It's never a steady, like, I'm studying. That's Arden's thing. Arden studies. I look quick, I make a judgment, and then I move it and I look around more.
You don't see anything that stands out to you. You know, you see the blood. You know those footprints with Arden's help. But besides that, this is another tunnel. It's dark. It's really dark. The lanterns are not there.
Okay, that's supposed to be my question. I was like, there's no green going down this path.
Nah, it's just darkness.
There's the green path that continues to go towards the dock, and then there's this offshoot.
Mm-hmm.
So, anybody bring a lantern?
No, but I'm sure the tunnel wouldn't mind if we pilfered one just this once.
Would that be possible, GM?
Yeah, I'll say that's possible. They're kind of like on hooks, so it's like a lantern just on a hook.
Manny will grab the nearest one, and this time, I know I just said he doesn't inspect things, but he's been really curious about this green lantern since coming in here the first time. and just never took the time to actually, like, look at it. He's like, is it burning oil? Is it, what is this freaking green? Is it a rock? And it just glows? What is happening here?
Yeah, it seems to be, as you hold it up and you're kind of looking at it, there's a compartment where it looks like that's where the oil is. There's a wick that is on fire, and the fire itself is that green. So it's something within the oil is making the flame green. Maybe someone just wanted it to be fancy. Maybe it was just, what they have. But that's as far as you can figure it out without, cracking that thing open.
That's enough for Manny. That satisfies his curiosity. So we have a choice. We can proceed down dark and dangerous, or proceed down green and potentially dangerous. How you feeling, ladies?
Arden's going to somewhat uncomfortably roll up her sleeves just a little bit. Not to the elbow, but just kind of push them up from her wrist and rub her hands together, wipe her sweaty palms on her pants, and look around. Look at the lantern, look back out into the darkness. I mean, do we really have a choice but to keep going forward now?
I mean, there's always a choice. We can just keep on going. We could return the cart to Duncan. Like, we figured out something happened. How do we always gotta run into the dark?
I just don't know what any of this tells us. I mean, we could go back to Duncan and report that we found the cart, we found some blood, we found some footprints, but we're still not much closer to finding out what actually happened here.
Manny holds up the lantern and sighs. Yeah, I guess. All right. I guess I'll lead the way.
Before we start moving again, Arden's going to check in with Maud, who she's noticed has been a bit tense. She's gonna put a hand on her back. Hey, are you okay? You don't have to do this if you don't want to.
I think Maud is gonna look over at Arden. I don't know how well they can see each other in the light, but maybe for just a moment she sees her little brother in Arden's eyes, just young and curious and full of adventure. And I think she's gonna return the hand on the shoulder, still holding on to Jean's little hand with her other one, whether he be there for realsies or not, and say, I mean, once we solve this mystery, we get to go home faster, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And the hand that you feel kind of gives you a little reassuring squeeze, like, yeah, you got this.
I think she's ready now. She's feeling a little bit better. I think she'll go ahead and take a step out, unless Manny's already stepped out into the darkness first.
The minute you guys start moving, I lead the way.
As you guys move through the tunnels, it's like oppressively dark. Like, even the lantern itself, when it felt like you could see 100 feet, it feels now more like 50. But as you're going through the darkness, it starts to lighten a little bit. There's a little bit more light coming through. And eventually, it gets brighter and brighter, and you're in another tunnel, but this one's bigger, much bigger, and in front of you is a ship in this tunnel. Like, there is water in, this huge cavern, basically, and there's docks, and there is a ship docked there, and it looks like a naval ship, but on the side of the ship you notice is a symbol of the Unabridged.
Manny's posture, as you guys all make note of the symbol on the ship, Manny's posture changes immediately. He'd seem confident in keeping you guys okay and making sure you guys are okay, as well as unsure, just as, like, what you guys were getting into. But in this moment, that unsurety disappears, and Manny stands up, and he becomes much more present, I guess, would be, like, he's always aware, but his presence, you feel him stiffen.
GM for Maud, who has had no experience with an abridged yet, would you mind describing the symbol for me?
Yeah, I was actually just about to ask both, you and Arden, if you might have seen it before, but it's basically, it's a circle, and there's another circle, and it kind of looks like an eye, like it's a there's a half circle with some lines on the side, and then another circle in the middle. I can hold up and show you guys. That's what it looks like. Our audience will have to learn on their own.
Is it bad that my initial thought was Pokeball?
It kind of looks like a Pokeball a little bit. And this ship, it looks like it once belonged to the Halon Navy, but it's not like they scrubbed off the Halon symbol and put the unabridged symbol, which is kind of weird that it's like so like obvious. And definitely the ship has seen the seas, because there's, you know, barnacles and things like that. And if you look around, you assume the cavern eventually leads to the river that cuts through Cascadia.
Arden's going to very quickly sketch the ship and the symbol to the best of her ability.
The light dims and then gets darker as you realize Manny's walked away from you towards the ship.
Oh, that's so terrifying.
Okay, we gotta approach this carefully. Manny, get back here! Arden's going to tuck her notebook away, grab Maud, if for any reason, for emotional support, because she's, again, it's early, she's just barely focused, and she's gonna pursue Manny.
Maud is, like, trotting, like, also holding your hand very tightly, and, like, kind of trotting along behind you.
Yeah, if you're trying to keep pace with Manny, this would be at a brisk walk, and him being slightly taller than you guys, like, you guys are having to move a bit quicker to try to keep up with him. He has forgotten that he is walking with you two and has just walked off. Manny is currently looking for any gangplanks, any ramps, any tie-downs, ropes, anything to find a way onto the boat.
Yeah, and there's a gangplank. And as you get closer, you can hear voices coming from within the ship.
Just Manny or all of us?
You're following Manny, right? So as you get closer, you can hear the sound of voices.
Okay, got it.
And at the sound of the voices, that's when Manny, he puts a hand up, remembering where he is to say stop. He puts his hand up. He turns around and puts a finger to his lips, taps his ear, and then points up the gangplank.
And at this point, before we get into it, we'll take a break.
At Eons, we're pushing the boundaries of innovation, combining cutting-edge science with new, natural sources of energy. And now, we need you. Have you ever dreamed of being part of the next medical breakthrough? Our team of world-class researchers is seeking volunteers for a revolutionary new product designed to improve your health and wellness in ways you've never imagined. It's time to harness the potential of the unseen, to embrace what the future holds, and to evolve with Eons. All participants will receive full compensation and exclusive access to new, advanced treatments not yet available to the public. Be a part of history. Be a part of progress. Be more. Eons, changing the world one discovery at a time. Participants must be 18 or older. Possible side effects may include fatigue, vivid hallucinations, mild to moderate levitation, feelings of euphoria, disassociation, and temporary loss of reflection. Eons is not responsible for adverse effects caused by individual sensitivities to proprietary energy sources. Consult with a licensed physician or occult specialist before participating.
So, we return to the naval ship at these secret docks. It's still dark inside this cavern, and as you stand there, you can hear voices, and there seems to be light coming from the ship in the various portholes. There's not too many portholes, obviously it's a naval ship, but you get the sense that it's definitely occupied.
So Manny has just silently indicated for us to be as silent as we possibly can. So I'll say, I don't want to speak to the group if we're not going to be moving as a group, but I'll say Arden is taking Manny's cue, and she's going to kind of, not exactly crouch, but get herself a little bit lower to the ground, bent knees, arms out for balance, and also just in preparedness for anything that may come and try to surprise them.
Manny sets the lantern down at the end of the gangplank and signals for Maud and Arden to push back a little bit away from the boat towards the tunnel, remembering that they're actually there with him, and as they get closer towards the tunnel and away from the boat, asks, have you guys ever heard of the unabridged?
No.
Only in passing. I've seen a few reports here and there that make mention of them, but I personally haven't had any encounters. Why?
Well, most people think they're a myth, and they exist. The unabridged are... It's something that I've been chasing for a long time, and someone. Arden, do you remember her? I've talked a lot about her. Manny goes a little distant. Do you remember Serena?
Arden's gonna take a moment and try very hard in this moment to actually snap her mind awake so she can try to dig back and try to recall the times that Manny has made mention of this person. I think so.
Arden would know Serena as a former partner and love interest of Manny's. Every story he's told you was how they basically went on crazy adventures, essentially. Never giving any real specifics, but just that, like, every moment with her was like being in a book. And he also had told you about how, with no real detail, you just remember like vague stories of how she unceremoniously left him and how vacant he felt afterwards. And one of the reasons why the bar and the drink is so friendly and familiar to him.
Yeah, what does she have to do with this?
One of the things we were chasing after was more information on the unabridged, and she ended up, I guess she used me in a way. This could have something to do with her, and I'm sorry I walked off, but there's people on that boat, and we gotta figure out if they did anything with our little guy there, Duncan's employee. Forget I said anything. We need to figure this out.
Manny?
Yeah?
What does it mean to be part of the unabridged?
The unabridged are essentially immortal. They don't age. Not like we do. Not like normal people age. It's, as Manny describes it to you, he trails off. Like, really, you've never seen him so far away.
I mean, I understand how that must feel to be chasing that knowledge. It is a scary thing.
Manny just stares at the boat, like, not quite knowing where to go from here.
Do we seem to know, generally, where the voices are coming from, the boat?
As you stand there and you're, you know, having this quick little chat, you can hear the voices. It kind of sounds like there's a big area in the boat that there's people in. Echoes everywhere.
Something tells me it wouldn't be a good idea to get too close.
I think dealing with immortals right now, might be a little above what we're capable of, especially without Maeve.
I mean, they can still die. They can be hurt. Manny shakes that off a little bit. From what I remember finding out, the way they do or become, it's magic, and it's not friendly at all. A lot of people die in the process, and I don't know how Serena did it, but she did, and this organization is they're generally not always good people. I don't know what to do. Arden, I is this enough? Do we go back now?
I don't think any of us here has a death wish, at least I hope not, but I don't know. This seems like it could be potentially huge, and I mean that in the sense of we don't know what these people or whatever they are doing here. You know, if they have any involvement in the case we're working. It's dangerous to be here, but would it possibly be more dangerous to leave without knowing exactly what's going on?
Tell me to go in. If you want to go in, tell me.
Arden's going to look down into the hallway. Does it seem, from where we're standing, does it seem like the hallway would lead us closer to where the voices are coming from?
Yeah, most likely. But, I mean, there's other doors. You can see some doors that lead probably elsewhere around the boat. So, it's your choice.
Are there any other exits to the cavern? Is it like the waterway where the vessel would exit in addition to the tunnel we just came from? Or is it possible to see more entry and exit ways?
Yeah, it's just, from what you can see the tunnel where you came from, and then the waterway, that's it.
How close is the closest door to us?
If you're, like, are you still on the edge of the gangplank?
Yeah. No?
No?
No, I pushed us back towards the tunnel that we came from. Further back a little bit.
Okay, so if you, like, walked up the gangplank, and, like, in the first, like, couple feet, there's a door to your left.
Are there any other doors along the walls in this cavern? Or did, it, like, the tunnel go in, open up? Because what I'm imagining is, like, the river is in front of us with the boat, or the waterway is in front of us with the boat, and then there's, like a pathway to the left and right where I would end up going. Or is it more... kind of, as we go into the cavern one more time, can you kind of repaint that picture?
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's this cavern, there's the waterway. It looks like it was a natural kind of lake that led to the river. And as far as you can tell, as you move along the dock that has been made for this boat, you don't see any other exits. It seems to be strictly this tunnel and the waterway.
Okay, so we're more, it's more like we're on a dock inside a cavern than it is like a continuation of a giant, like, sewer-like tunnel.
Yeah.
If we want to do this, Arden, I'll go. I'm willing to follow through, ask questions. We can do this. I need you to tell me to go. And you know I'll go.
Arden considers this and kind of looks down at the ground between them. Yeah, I know you will. But I hope you also know I would never want to make you do anything that you might not want to. And this seems like something that might be a little too close to home. I don't know. Where are you on this, buddy?
I think I'm more scared to find out things I don't know I want to find out than I am actually any harm coming to me. I just, if this helps us get the job done, I just need that little bit extra. And you know, I'll go. I'll get the job done. But if it's up to me, I don't know. I don't know if I want to walk down that path. And Manny kind of smiles despite himself, but I know when we're on a job, we always get it together. We always get it done. And when I know I'm weak, you've always been there for me. So if this is just another one of those times, then I just need a little bit of extra Arden, and then I'll go get it done. He looks up. This time, his eyes turn up to you. Just that stupid smile he gives you when he knows he's already made the choice, but he's scared to bring you along for the ride.
Arden's going to reach out for Manny's hand, and she's going to give it a tight squeeze, look him directly in the eye. You know I'm with you to the end.
All right, Flower. You may have to hurt someone.
I am at the ready.
Manny rolls his shoulders and straightens back up, turns, and begins walking and making his way towards the gangplank. Hey, anybody here?
Before we get into that, I just want to say, Manny, you take a brain. Because of the memories. Memories.
God! Okay. Yep. That's fair. I did it to myself.
Arnar!
It was so good, and that's why I have to give you a brain.
The reaction. It was so good.
As you shout that, a couple of people come running to the front, and they're armed. They have guns. They're men, they're women, they're all wearing these dark cloaks. Not cloaks, coats. And yeah, they look like they've spent time at sea. And they all come running to the front of the boat where you're at, and they say, "Who are you? What are you doing here?"
Manny pulls out his gun, finger off the trigger, and holds it up and says, "We're here looking for some people, and I just want to know if maybe you've seen anybody. Some of our shipments have gone missing, and I found a cart that belongs to my employer. And yeah, if you got any answers for us that I can, take back to my boss, I'd really appreciate any help you could provide. I was honestly really surprised to find this whole thing here, but, what do you got? No need for trouble."
And from within the depths of the ship, you hear a woman's voice say, "Take him. Bring him to the brig."
Do I recognize that voice?
You do.
Yeah, I let him take me. I put up zero fight.
Okay. Arden, Maud, what are you guys doing?
Is it too late to do a hide roll?
Yeah, let's do a... I'll give you a chance to do a hide roll.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was pretty big on that. So, their attention was wholly on me, I would say. So I will add a drive to it if you want.
Yeah, I'm at disadvantage, so that would be great.
Yeah, take that.
I think if I fail, you get it back, I think.
Wait, for hide?
Yes, a hide roll.
I'll say... So what I'm picturing is Manny kind of went ahead. You took the lead on that. So Maud and I are still in closer proximity than we are to you. I would like to also assist and give a drive.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. And how are you going to do that? Are you, grabbing her and being like, look over here? How are you assisting?
I'm also scoping the area to see if there's anywhere that possibly... she can duck behind. I'm feeling less at risk in this moment, but knowing that she was already kind of in the tunnels, afraid, wanting to look out for her first.
Thank you. That's a 6 and a 4. Thank you, squad.
Nice. Yeah, you find a, outcropping of, I forget which one, stalagmites. You're able to hunker down behind them, and it obscures you from view. Arden, are you joining her?
Would it be possible for me to kind of get into a position that I can at least see in what direction they're taking him? So not necessarily, trying to hide so I'm out of sight, but trying to get a better vantage point.
I mean, I'm trying to think, the walls are pretty smooth. It's a underground lake, so there really isn't too much, places to get, a vantage point. Your best bet would probably be behind another set of stalagmites.
I will do that then.
Okay. And Manny, these people are going to grab you. They're going to take your gun away, and they're going to bring you into the belly of the beast.
Yeah, I did not expect this on episode 2. Just saying. Hey, whoa, you don't gotta be so handsy, friend.
The guard that has you, just checking, making sure.
I mean, don't check too tight, you might make me excited.
And they lead you to a, a large area that looks like, the brig on most ships are pretty small. They're not expecting to have a lot of prisoners. However, this ship, there's a lot of prisoners. There's people that have been, look like they've been there for days. There's a lot of people in this brig area. and they lead you to one of the cells, the empty cells.
Fuck. Is everyone now... I assume they've all now, like, gone from that main area by the gangplank.
I'll say there's one guy left just kind of looking around in the dark. He picks up the lantern that Manny put down. He's looking around. He's checking to see if there's anyone around there. And he's going to do a quick sweep around.
Where Maud and I are, would he sweep that area, or is he mainly staying on the ship?
He's mainly staying close to the ship, so he's not going to see you guys if you're behind some stalagmites. But he's just doing a general sweep.
I regret everything.
Okay, there are two options here that I'm trying to decide between. Stealth route seems slightly less riskier. Okay, as he's kind of patrolling the area, in the time that it seems like we're just out of each other's view, I'm going to look across the way to where Maud is hiding, and then I'm just to check in briefly with her, and then I'm going to attempt to stealthily but hurriedly make my way up onto the ship.
All right, I'm going to have you do a hide roll for me, please.
Pray for me.
Maud, are you doing anything at this time?
I think because we're trying to run undetected and past this person, I think her instinct says to just follow Arden, because it's too late to get outside help at this point. So I think the best option is just strength in numbers, and sticking with people that you know, not taking risks with people that you don't. So if I can have Arden roll for me, I can contribute a drive, and then it'll go for both of us, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'll allow that. If you want to also, like, move with Arden, she's mostly doing the work, you're just following.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure how I would help her. I think Maud can try to...
We'll say you're keeping lookout. You're watching him while she's trying to find a way in.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I just want to make sure I am rolling this correctly. So without the drive, I'd be rolling at disadvantage. With her drive, how am I rolling this?
Just one.
Just normal drive? Yeah. Or normal roll, sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, goody. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, here goes.
And then, GM, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think when you land a drive, if the roll is a failure, then I think the...
If it fails, you get it back.
Okay, just making sure.
If they use that roll, if, like, it succeeds and it's, like, a 6 and they use it, you don't get it back. And that's spent. Don't forget you guys have nerves and resistances.
I rolled a 5.
Hell yeah.
Yay!
So, yeah, that guy, he passes. Maud's keeping a lookout, like she has her hand on the small of your back as you guys are moving. And this guy, like, maybe he sees something, but that's just the darkness, probably. And you guys slip on board of the ship.
Would we have any idea at all? Probably not. But would we have any?
No.
No. Okay. I thought not.
You don't know the ship.
From where we are on the ship now, immediately just doing a quick look around. What do we see?
You see a hallway, you see doors, it looks like you can hear more voices further down the hallway. It's kind of very claustrophobic. If you think of, like, a submarine, how, like, the doors are, you know, hard to get a lay of the land, I'll say.
Okay, I'm gonna start heading down the hallway.
Maud, are you following her down the hallway?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Didn't go back to... Yeah, so you go down the hallway and you see a door that is labeled the brig. You see other doors labeled the galley, the helm. There's a sign that points towards the helm, engine room, things like that.
Man, you guys having a party or something?
You hear muffled in the distance.
There's a lot of people here. You guys having a party? What's going on?
Serena, not usually how you have me rest, but, you know, if this is what you're into now, I mean... And that's the last thing you hear. Muffled talk. Manny is in no way being quiet because he knows you guys are somewhere. As you guys know that Manny could do, he's just rattling off at the mouth.
And if any of you have ever been in a steel ship, sound echoes in ships. So this is definitely echoing around you. You can hear Manny somewhere.
Do we see any kind of, like, directory on the wall? I know it's not exactly a cruise ship, but any kind of like indication of like escape routes, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a sign that just has a couple of like basic directions. You know, there's the quarters or crew quarters, there's the captain's quarters, there's the brig, there's the galley, there's, you know, wreck hall or whatever. It's a pretty like decked out ship.
Okay, I'm currently unarmed but sensing the potential for danger, so I'm going to try and move as quickly as I can. Going to duck into the galley and see if there is anything I could potentially arm myself with.
Okay, as you duck into the galley, there's a chef there, but he is currently distracted with what he's doing, you know. I'll say you're able to be stealthy enough to enter it without alerting him, and there's knives and things that you can easily grab.
I shall grab a knife. And I am still wearing the holster that I stole from the guy on the train. So which is not meant for a knife, but it'll do. I'm going to tuck the knife safely into the holster.
Maud, what are you doing?
I think while Arden is doing that, she's going to go ahead and prepare some of her ribbon. And she's also looking at the escape routes, so she's mentally kind of remembering those for later, if they need to make a quick escape.
Okay, yeah, and you see, like, an exit sign. I mean, it's not lit because electricity is not really a thing, but there's signs that say exit, or, like, you know, in case of emergency, jump out of the ship here, I don't know. Yeah, so as you're preparing, you hear the footsteps of the guy that was doing his sweep come back onto the ship.
Is Arden back yet?
I'll say that I ducked in, I grabbed the knife, just dipped. I'm trying to move as quickly as I can.
Okay. I'm going to have you actually do a move roll for that, just to see if you can do that quietly.
Okay. What stakes roll would you say this is?
Pretty high.
Okay, that being the case, cool under pressure, I'm going to burn a cunning drive.
Okay.
I rolled a 4 and a 5. I'm going to take the 5. Not that it makes a difference, but I'm going to take the 5.
Yeah, you're able to grab a knife. The chef just calls something. Like, he thinks he hears, like, a crew member. He's like, yeah, I'm getting it done. As you know, quickly make your way out with a knife. But as you are able to do that, the crew member that was sweeping, he rounds the corner and he sees both of you. He goes, hey, Manny, you're in the cell. And, you know, there's lights, there's lanterns, and you see a bunch of people around you in cells. Some of them are asleep, some of them don't look so good. Some of them are, like, banging at, you know, their cage, trying to hopefully find a way out.
So, Serena, you gonna come say hi, or are you just gonna leave me with the guy with the hands?
And as you say that, you hear footsteps getting closer and closer. And you see a average height woman, dark hair cut in a bob. She's wearing this nice little, like, captain's uniform with the unabridged symbol, like, over the breast. And she's, you know, she says, hello, Manuel. It's been a while. You look older.
And you don't look any different. The swagger Manny had earlier, the bravado, is gone.
Mm-hmm. You can take another brain.
So, what are you... How?
She gives you a look over, and she starts... She does a little pace in front of your cell. It's really interesting, don't you think, that you're always running towards me? Who would have thought that you somehow ended up in this town the same time I'm here? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I mean, what can I say? I can't let it go.
Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, look at those shoes.
She looks at her boots. They're for the mission.
It's always about the mission, isn't it?
It is. You see these people around you? They're for the mission, too.
So who's next? I see you have your affiliation locked in. So who are these people for?
Experiments, Manny.
What am I here for now?
You know, I wasn't expecting to see you. But I'll give you a choice. You could come with me, but I've been hearing some things from my crew. You might have a couple other people that you've been working with. And you could come with me, but I'm going to have to kill them.
You know, normally I'd be like, yeah, sure, why not? But I've kind of grown attached to these two. So you're going to have to go fuck yourself, because I'm done chasing after you. I don't know what you took from me, but we did our research together, and it took about this many people for someone to become unabridged. You didn't do it that way. And I just want to know how. Because as soon as you did, you left me.
Manuel, there are things that I can't reveal.
Always your secrets.
Always. And she'll wander away.
As the scene transitions away from Manny, you see him reaching into his shoes to pull out a lockpicking kit.
Awesome. Alright, you two. What you doing?
Okay, so patrol guy has just turned the corner and he sees us.
And he's shouting, hey, who are you?
Arden's going to start frantically patting over her coat and looking into her pockets. Darn, I could have sworn I think I've lost something, sir. Do you think you can help me find it?
You're not supposed to be here. Who are you?
Listen, man, I just lost something super important to me. As soon as I find it, I'm gone. We're gone.
He's not taking it. He brings up his gun and he is aiming it at you. He's like, get down. Get down, miss.
Okay, sheesh. Fine. And Arne's gonna put her arms in the air and slowly lower her down into a crouch, not removing her gaze from the sky.
Okay. And as you do that, he calls over his shoulder, I need backup. And he moves towards you to try to grab your hands.
How close is he away from us at this point?
He's now going to be standing right over Arden. And I assume you're there as well.
I'm nearby. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. As soon as I see the gun in my friend's face, I'm pulling my pruning shears from my bag.
Okay.
So that is about a foot of heavy metal used for precisely cutting flower stems, but Maud, not gonna fuck around with this one. So if it's all right, I would love to make a strike.
Yeah. I'm happy if you tell me what you want to make. Feel free to, let me know. I will only correct you if I don't feel it fits, but definitely that fits.
Okay. Actually, would a control roll be more fitting if I'm targeting a certain part of his body? Up to you. It's okay.
Probably, yeah. I would say control. So if you're trying to aim, precisely, are you trying to go for, the jugular, or...?
Yeah, I'm probably, an artery.
Add another one to a body count.
Okay, that's a 4.
Alright. Yeah, you're able to... you get him, and he stumbles a little bit. He's not, he's not dead, but he's grabbing his neck as blood is starting to well up from the cut you left him. And it's dripping through his fingers as he's like, help, I'm going to need some help here.
I grab the knife from the holster, and I kind of take this moment that he's already wounded and bleeding out. It's not necessary, he's gonna die soon, but just for the sake of shutting him up, I'm gonna go for the heart.
Okay, alright, give me a... We'll do a strike roll for this one. Yeah, I don't feel like there's much difference with control and strike in this moment, so, yeah.
That's a 5.
Alright, yeah, you get him in the heart, and he's still, he's not quite there yet, but yeah, he's starting to gurgle. You hear your blood, as he's trying to... He's like... And he's making noise as he's going down. And you hear footsteps pounding, coming closer. Now we're going to turn back to Manny.
Hold on, I'm so sorry. Can I quickly do a pat down of this guy as he's going down?
Yeah.
Is there anything on him, on his person that I can grab?
There's a gun.
I want his gun.
Yeah, there's a gun.
Please give me the gun. Please. Please.
Yeah, you can have the gun. He's wearing a nice woolen coat, if you want that. He has a little, sailor's hat. I just want a little accent. He has a knife. It's a bigger knife. It's like a hunting knife. And then, yeah, his gun.
Okay, I'm gonna resheathe the knife that I used to stab him. put it back in the holster. I'm going to take the hunting knife and just keep it in my hand. With my free hand, I'm going to grab his gun, pass it to Maud.
Thank you. All right, girl, get up off the floor. You're getting dusty. We gotta go.
All right, Manny.
Yes?
What are you going to do? Serena has walked away. She has left you.
Oh, yeah, the minute she turned around, I started trying to pick the lock.
All right. Is that a... That's a roll, isn't it? That's a...
You want to do control? Or can I sway the door?
Let's do control. Because that's hand-eye coordination.
I have disadvantage, but yet rolled double fours.
All right. Yeah, you're able to get the lock, and as you pick it, and the door swings open, as you're making your way out, you hear other prisoners go, "Hey, hey, what about us? Hey, come save us."
Yeah, give me a second, and I'm going to walk away.
Okay, back to the girls. What are you doing now?
I think we're bolting. You know, there's people coming our way.
Okay.
Arden's going to very recklessly just beeline for the brig. Bust those doors open.
And they... And you see Manny standing there.
Hey! You guys are okay!
I've preemptively held the knife in stabbing position. And I see Manny and just... Oh, shit! Manny, you're okay!
At least you didn't punch me in the face this time. Yes. Now that you guys are okay, let's get these people out of here. He points to the people saying, "There's a lot of them," but then points like out towards the door behind you, but not a lot of them, being super specific, and says, like, distractions, get them to safety. Maybe our guy's in here. Who knows? I'm having a time.
Oh, wait. We know what he looks like from the obituary. Do we see him in there? If we're in there.
Yeah, he's, like, slumped. You recognize his face. He has, like, a little bit more of a beard now because he hasn't shaven in a couple days. He looks very, like, just in a shitty situation.
I'm so sorry that I'm attracted to literally every single one of your NPCs because it's, like, disgusting, scrungly, like, mid-looking white guy and then, like, the most beautiful pirate woman you've ever seen. So, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Manny is going to look around for something, keys, doors, switches, anything to see if he can get these gates open.
All right, let's do a survey roll for that.
Arden's going to tell Maud, "Watch our six," and she's going to... Quick question about these cells. These locks, are they, like, built into the doors? Are they padlocked?
They're, like, built into the doors.
Okay, I'm going to see if there's any way that I can start getting these open while Manny's doing his thing.
Okay, so back to Manny because he rolled a 5. Yeah, you see, like, keys on a hook. Like, of course they just leave it on the hook.
Rookie mistake.
Typical. And so, Arden, you're working on, like, a lock when Manny comes behind you and just unlocks the door.
I got that.
Can you just get...
So, Manny seems more light right now, and it's literally, like, Arden knows. You know this is all mask. He is disassociating... And this is him just getting through this moment. And he's just trying to diffuse and make it a little bit lighter of a moment because crazy.
As Manny goes around unlocking all the cells, I'm going to start trying to rouse any prisoners that may have been sleeping or otherwise just not very in the moment and trying to get them up and say, "Okay, come on, we got to go. We've got a small window here. This is the time."
As you two do that, Maud, you definitely hear the footsteps getting closer of more people are coming. They found the body of the guy you took out. They're like, "Someone's on board! We have a stowaway!" And they are coming.
Do I remember from the brief directory that we looked at earlier, is there any kind of exit or window in the brig that we could escape from? Or would we have to go back out the door that we came?
You'd have to go back out the door you came. They wouldn't leave an exit conveniently by the brig.
Okay. What is our pillow situation looking like?
You have a gun.
Let her cook. Let her cook.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy.
You said pillows?
Yeah, I'm mostly just wondering if there are feathers in the pillows.
Oh, they didn't even get pillows. I'm sorry. There's no pillows because they're prisoners. So they have straw.
Do they have beds? Like little cots?
They have blankets.
Okay, never mind then. I think I'll just get ready to barge out of the door. Does it sound like people are right on the other side of it? Or not quite yet?
Not right on the other side, but they're definitely getting closer.
Okay. Alright, I think we should go soon then.
We start ushering the prisoners out.
And Manny, as you are getting the last door unlocked behind you, you hear, Manuel, what are you doing? It's Serena.
Like behind me?
Not right behind you, but like she's on the other end.
Okay. Ending the party. It's time for us to leave.
I'm going to have you do a move roll because she's going to shoot at you.
Better not be with my own gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is with your own gun. Life is cruel.
This is so hot.
All right, so I rolled a 5.
Let's go.
And a 3. Let's go. Oh, nope, sorry. But I'm at disadvantage, so it's the 3.
Phew. Yeah, you're taking 2 body. You get hit in the shoulder, and it hurts. As she is, you're that arm, useless. And you hear her reloading.
Where am I in this situation?
You're pushing people out the door, so probably towards the door, I would assume.
And then she's in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
So the assumption is essentially that she, like, never left the brig. She just went to an area that we were not aware of.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna hear the gunshot, whip around, see Manny go down. How far away from us is she?
She's where you can see the end of the brig is. So probably 200 feet away.
I'm not necessarily aiming for any specific part of her, just aiming in her general direction in the hopes that even if I miss her, it'll be enough to kind of like create a split second where she's kind of a little disoriented or, you know, I'm gonna chuck the hunting knife.
All right, yeah, let's do a control roll for that. This is hand-eye coordination. And I'll let you know, if you roll a 1, she is unfazed. 2 or 3, you don't hit her, but she's like, eh, you know.
Deciding if I want to burn a drive on this. Yeah, I'll burn a drive.
And just for clarification, these are all pretty high-stakes rolls.
Arden, are you by me right now?
I think so. I'll say, like, Manny was facing off with her, and then you and I were in the same general area trying to get these prisoners out.
Okay. Is it okay if I use an ability, or did you already roll?
I did roll, but...
Okay, never mind then. I'll let you do your thing.
You didn't announce it yet, so you can use an ability.
Oh, yeah. I haven't said how I rolled, though.
Yeah, so you can use an ability, because I don't know what you rolled.
It would give you an extra dice, if that is helpful.
Oh, okay.
But...
You can roll another dice if you want to.
GM's allowing it?
Yeah, I'm allowing it.
I think Maud is seeing Manny down, seeing his arm go limp, seeing that Arden is going to be the one to do something about it first. She's going to use her ability, Great Wards. So that ability states that I can inscribe and maintain a warding symbol on one person at a time. They take +1 dice on move rolls against phenomena. I'm going to say that Serena is a phenomena in this instance. And the material that they need to hold to bind it, she's going to fashion a really crude boutonniere of azalea flowers for extra protection. She's going to pin that to your lapel as quickly as possible.
That's so cute. I love that.
That was clutch. The dice that I rolled were a 4, but with the extra dice from Maud, I rolled a 6.
There we go. Yes. And you hit her in the shoulder. Like, it digs into her shoulder. She's not down, but she is, like, she's in pain. She, you know, bends over. She's gripping the knife in her shoulder, and she is not focusing on any of you right now as she tries to pull it out.
The second I see the knife make contact with her, I'm going to grab one of the prisoner's blankets, rush over to Manny, press it firmly against his wound, and I'm going to start trying to get him to his feet.
I'll help you with that.
As you guys get me up, and she's starting to pull the knife out, I made some new friends. Arden, Serena? Serena, Arden. And at that, Manny's going to reach up with his free hand and grab one of the buttons on his collar of his shirt. And he's going to pull it out, and he's going to throw it at the ground. I'll see you soon. And as soon as it hits the ground, a puff of smoke pops up. A little smoke bomb.
Oh, let's go!
Ladies, let's go.
And this smoke bomb, it fills the brig. There's smoke. You hear her coughing, and she's, you know, through the cough, she's like, get them!
Sorry, I didn't get that!
At this point, the prisoners have been freed. They're distracting the rest of the guards. You have a moment, so you are moving. You get off the ship. You run back into the tunnel. There's people following you. You see most of the prisoners. There's some guards, but they stop once, you know, once everyone's into the tunnel.
So they're not following us into the tunnel?
No. They say, what's the point?
Is Godric with us? Is he one of the people who escaped?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You got most people. We'll say, like, 80% of those prisoners got out. 20% were either struck down by guards in the attempt to escape, or they were just too weak.
Arden, if I've never told you this, you're my favorite person in the world.
I know, man. I know. I'm gonna pull out my notebook and refer to the little blueprint that I've been working on as we were moving through the tunnels and try to find our way back to where we first entered.
All right, and you're able to. It's not too difficult now you're going this way, because once you exit the tunnel that led you to the big underground lake, you're able to find your way back to the tunnels you'd originally been in, and you make your way to the tavern with, we'll say, about like 50 people with you.
50 people? That's so many. Wow.
Yeah, they've been taking people over time.
Drinks on me.
And he's gonna make his way behind the bar and start wrapping his shoulder immediately and just throws some whiskey on it and just starts binding it.
And Duncan's behind the bar. He's like, What happened? Who are these people? Godric? You're alive!
Yeah, we made some friends. Just a long story.
He grabs whatever drink that was near Duncan and downs it, and then continues addressing the hole in his shoulder.
Manny, please. Alcohol is a blood thinner. This is not the time. Maud is gonna try to create a little bit of extra pressure, sweeping away little driblets of alcohol that he's like just kind of splashed on there, and remembering that yellow is his color, goes ahead and wraps a pale yellow thick ribbon around the injury on his arm in hopes that that'll deter him from pouring libations all over his injury.
As you do that, you hear the sounds of quiet footsteps in the cane, and Maeve is by your side.
I see the trip to the tunnels was productive. I'll need a debriefing.
Well, you missed out on all the fun. And Arden is truthfully very overwhelmed and distracted by what's going on around her, so she doesn't exactly greet Maeve beyond that statement, and is kind of at the counter trying to help Duncan with serving water, warm liquids, refreshments to these prisoners.
And we'll say at this point, we'll move a little bit in time where the prisoners have been taken care of. They have found their way to where they need to be. And you three, plus Duncan and Maeve, are left in the tavern in the quiet of the late afternoon in Cascadia.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was all at like 5 a.m.,
yeah.
All in a good day's work.
Holy.
And Maeve will, as you guys were, sorry. And Maeve will, as, you know, you guys are gathered around her, her desk in the hidden room, the speakeasy room. You see she has notes, and she leans forward. So, there seems to be a story. Mind telling me?
We ran into the unabridged. We followed our way through the tunnels and found the abandoned cart. We found Godric's abandoned cart and saw that there are some prints in the dirt around it that indicated a struggle, and there's blood spattered around, so we followed that trail and it led us into this cavern where there's a giant naval ship, and I don't know. There's a lot that happened, and Arden kind of is flipping frantically through her notebook, trying to refer back to all the notes that she had jotted down amidst the darkness and the confusion and the early morning grogginess.
Manny, you've been quiet.
Manny just continues to stare. At nothing in particular, just staring.
Maeve will let you sit quietly. I'll make a few calls. We'll have some agents go down the tunnels, see if we can clear anything out. I'll need your notes for directions to where you were.
Yeah, of course. And Arden's going to tear out a couple pages, slide them across the table.
She takes them and she makes a note. I suspect they won't be coming back now that you found them. You guys did good work. You saved a bunch of people. I know. Days like these aren't always easy in Candela.
Manny stands up. Fuck they aren't. Looks Maeve straight in the eyes and says she was there. And shrugs his shoulder, grunts, and he walks into the chapter house and shuts the door behind him.
And as soon as you said, she was there, Maeve gives you a curt nod. She doesn't let anything reveal in her face. Or at least half her face that can reveal things. And lets you go. And if there's anything else, we can end our story here. Thank you all for playing. Thank you for listening to Memento Tellies. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast on all podcast networks. Follow us on social media at Memento Tellies on Twitter and at memento.tellies on Instagram. See you next time.